A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. There is no commandment greater than these. There is no commandment greater than these. These words bear loaded meaning, don't they? These words are being spoken to people who have lived in a culture of rules and laws and righteousness with many do's and don'ts. They are on the lookout for mistakes and errors. I used to teach junior high religion, and one thing we surveyed briefly was the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, where there were pages and pages of laws. One could see how important it was to follow them, to see how to be good, to earn the kingdom. In the gospel the other day, Jesus challenged the scribes and Herodians, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's." Today we are challenged as well. We are to give all to God. All to God. So we shed our interest in what belongs to Caesar, to pop culture, to the media, to Hollywood, to the bank account, to power, to popularity, to everything that does not lead us to our God. Yes, today we read there are only two commandments that matter. Love God, but not halfway. In this love, we strive to give back with all our energy, our goals, our strengths, and return with a whole heart and mind. An interviewer might ask an applicant for a new job, "How will you go the extra mile?" This can give one pause. How can I go the extra mile? How can I give love or anything with my whole heart, all my understanding and my strength? How might I learn to love my neighbor as myself, even when it doesn't seem to matter much? What if I'm exhausted and down on myself? What then? What amount of energy am I called to spend on loving God then? What if God has just disappointed me royally and my weak self is feeling selfish? What then? What about my neighbor? How can I love the one whose dog constantly messes in my yard despite many requests for a change? What about the kids who bully my daughter? What about those who terrorize, burn, torture, and kill? What then? Where do we muster up the love for these? The answer lies in prayer and forgiveness, I am sure. Perhaps we sometimes are only called to will the love, will the forgiveness, will the total gift. We may not feel it at those times, but our loving God will open his arms and receive those gifts as the entire strength, love, and understanding that is our total gift at that time. Perhaps we can take comfort then and feel as if we have cooperated. So let us remember, there is no commandment greater than these.